Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Today in Business from Wired.
Did a university use facial recognition to ID student protesters? University of Miami students accused the campus police of using the software. Administrators deny it, but they had previously touted the capability. By Sydney Fussell. In late September, Mars Fernandez Burgos, a doctoral student in counseling psychology at the University of Miami, received a one-line email from the assistant to the school's dean of students. She and eight others were asked to attend a Zoom meeting to discuss the incident that happened on September 4th. Fernandez Burgos is a member of the University of Miami Employee Student Alliance, UMESA. Weeks earlier, she attended a campus protest around COVID protections and sick pay for contract workers like cafeteria workers and janitors. Afterward, university officials had ignored the students' group's attempts for a meeting. She didn't understand why the dean was reaching out now. "Is this meeting mandatory?" Fernandez Burgos asked. The dean himself replied, "I believe this discussion necessary to understand policies around use of university space," wrote Dean of Students Ryan Holmes. "It should not last long, it is not designed to dictate content, and is not adversarial in nature." "Not adversarial," the email promised. What's followed in the weeks since has been precisely that. Fernandez Burgos and other students accused the University of Miami Police Department, UMPD, of using an undisclosed facial recognition system at the September 4th protest to identify the nine students invited to the meeting. University officials deny using the tech, though documents suggest the university police has had access to facial recognition databases. "I hadn't even thought of facial recognition," Fernandez Burgos says. "The university isn't really public about that kind of thing. You have some professors who have done some courses about privacy and stuff, but it's not too visible to me." At the meeting, Fernandez Burgos says, Holmes told the students that he had asked them to meet because they hadn't booked campus space for the protest. The content of the protest wasn't an issue, but officials were worried about liability, security, and making sure spaces weren't overbooked. Fernandez Burgos and Esteban Wood, another UMESA member who attended the protest and meeting, both say Holmes told the students that campus police used software to analyze camera footage from the protest to identify the students. Holmes referred Wired to a university spokesperson. In a statement, the spokesperson said, "As part of our efforts to ensure the health and safety of our community, especially during this pandemic, university administrators met with students who failed to follow the appropriate process when organizing an in-person event. None of the students attending the meeting faced disciplinary measures, but Wood says he believes the protesters were flagged because they criticized the university. The take-home message that we got was basically, we're watching you," he says. Elsewhere, police in Philadelphia and Columbia, South Carolina, reportedly used facial recognition to identify and arrest people who attended protests this summer following the killing of George Floyd. Civil rights organizations say the risk of being identified and targeted can have a chilling effect on people's ability to protest legally. Meanwhile, more colleges are adopting facial recognition systems for security, as public health measures against COVID-19, and to proctor remote exams, according to Fight for the Future, a digital rights advocacy group. At Miami, it's possible that university police manually analyzed camera footage from the protest or used social media to find protesters. But before the September 4th protest, the university's police chief had acknowledged having cameras capable of recognizing faces. In 2019, the Orlando Sentinel named the university police department as a user of the Face Analysis Comparison and Examination System, FACES, a 33-million photo database. The images and faces are scoured from driver's license and law enforcement photos. UMPD was also listed as a user in a 2016 PowerPoint by the Pinellas County, Florida Sheriff's Office, which maintains the FACES database. As recently as October 15th, UMPD Chief David Rivera's resume included references to cameras enabled with motion detection, facial recognition, object detection, and much more, according to Fight for the Future. Rivera told the Miami Hurricane, the student newspaper, that the terms were misleading. Within a day, the terms were no longer on his posted resume, which still refers to a university-wide system with more than 1,000 cameras and featuring video analytics. Rivera told the Hurricane how UMPD and the Florida Department of Law Enforcement use video surveillance. Let's say our camera system catches somebody stealing your laptop, and we have a good facial of that person. I can submit that facial shot to FDLE, and they'll try to match it to somebody that's been arrested and looks like that picture, Rivera said. He is literally describing facial recognition and saying it's not facial recognition, says Evan Greer, Deputy Director of Fight for the Future. Greer also points to an early October interview with the campus magazine, Distraction, in which Rivera said UMPD used facial recognition to apprehend a burglary suspect. The interview occurred after the September protest, but before Rivera altered his resume, the university maintains it did not use facial recognition to identify protesters. At the University of Miami, we balance our need to protect the safety of our students with our students' right to privacy. The university does not employ facial recognition technology in its security measures, the spokesperson said to Wired. The spokesperson did not respond to more specific follow-up questions. Greer and the students co-authored an open letter to the University of Miami, signed by more than 20 privacy and civil liberties organizations, asking the university to ban use of facial recognition. Earlier this year, Fight for the Future launched a campaign urging campuses across the country to ban the tool. The letters say more than 60 schools, including MIT, Harvard, Brown, Columbia, and Florida State University, have said they are not using facial recognition and have no plans to do so. Fernandez Burgos says the students want a similar commitment from their university. At this point in time, what we really are seeking is not just clarity around if the university uses or doesn't use it, but to make them promise a complete ban of facial recognition at the University of Miami, she says.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.